back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with John Jobe, Raleigh County 4-H agent with the K-State Research and Extension. Talking about a lot of stuff here. We're getting the emergency preparedness exercise coming up January 22nd. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit, talk about the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge coming up in March. And I know we talked a little bit about this last time you were here in December. But we're getting even closer here to the registration deadline.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely something near and dear to my heart because it's this particular event, this Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge, or YEC as we call it, allows young people that have a passion in the area of business and entrepreneurship to showcase a potential business idea or product concept. To kind of back it up for a second, this is the fourth year that we will host the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge here in Raleigh County. Number of years came to us by way of Trent Armbrist over at Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, and it's a partnership between them, K-State Research and Extension, Raleigh County here locally, and an entity out of Wichita called Network Kansas. When I'm pitching this to a group of students, I was at Manhattan High earlier this week talking to a group of students over there. I always throw out the TV show Shark Tank because it is very Shark Tank-esque in that it's looking for those young people. You do have to be high school age living in Raleigh County to participate in this particular event. But basically, they're coming out day of and competing through the submission of a business plan. They do a 5 to 6 minute trade show presentation in front of some judges, and then very Shark Tank-esque, they do a 4 minute formal presentation where they're basically just coming out. They're telling what their business is, what the market looks like, what their production costs and overhead are, and really why someone should be interested in investing in their particular business or product concept. And kind of good. Well, I say it goes without saying, but I should probably mention that there are cash prizes for top three placings.
And that's always a nice incentive.
Yeah, you got to throw that out there because some people are, some young people are obviously inspired just by the act of creating a business or a product, but others need a little bit more incentive. And for someone especially who's maybe looking to actually get something going, or for a young person who actually has a business operating currently, which we have seen at this event, that financial incentive is nice because it allows them a little bit of seed money to maybe go in and get themselves going. So that event is taking place on Tuesday, March 5th, out at Potter Fall in Seco Park, 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. And we kind of are in just the beginning phases of gathering interest. So if you're hearing me and you yourself are interested, or you have a young person that you think might be interested, just get a hold of me in the Raleigh County Extension office, 785-537-6350.
And you said this is the fourth year of this event?
It'll be the fourth year that we've hosted this here in Raleigh County. It goes without saying that over the past 3 years have seen some absolutely tremendous business or product concepts come in, but have just seen some of the wildest ideas. Again, I always tell students that there's no idea that's too wacky for this particular event. So,
and some of it could probably be, just improving upon something that's already here.
Yeah. Yeah. Young people these days, especially with the capability to operate businesses online, a lot of people already have things that are operational. I think back, we've had several young people that maybe are selling, maybe it's jewelry online. We've had a few individuals that have businesses that are embedded in like digital marketing spaces. So yeah, young people that are 14 through 18 that are operating businesses. That's exciting.
And I'm just thinking here, local businesses in Manhattan that maybe they've got folks that aren't as familiar with the digital platform.
Yeah.
I mean, if these kids have ideas that are marketable, they could be creating maybe an app for a local business, something like that.
Well, and you touch on something that I think is equally important, is that, we need in various communities, you could say throughout Raleigh County, Manhattan included, smaller communities up in the northern part of the county, we need young people with these type of ideas for business. It's what keeps people here. It's what draws people in from outside. I mean, it's a entrepreneurship, I think, is a community vitality component to any community. So, yeah, it's a really unique event. Like I said, you see some of the most passionate young people that I think live in our area come out and participate. And, you know, for those who are not placing in those top three placings and winning cash prizes, I think it's a tremendous experience for them to be exposed to other young people that participate. But also, it's a perfect segue into an invitation to local business owners, because this event isn't just for the young people competing. It's for the community. It's for people to come in and see what these young people have to offer. And one thing we've found over the past three events is that by allowing the public to come in and interact with the students, it gives those students a little bit of time to become more comfortable at talking. And so we see the public coming in, interacting with the young students, and then they go in and do their four-minute formal presentation, and they've had a chance to kind of work through some of the speaking stumbles or work out some of the glitches in their pitch. So the public coming in is a very important component.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I imagine, you know, we've been talking a lot about with the chamber here the last couple of weeks, youth retention in the workforce
and
needing to fill jobs in the future.
I mean,
this is a great way for them to get into, maybe make some connections.
Right. Well, and on the same turn as inviting the public to come enjoy the event itself, if you're a local business owner or an entrepreneur yourself, contact me. We'd love to get you plugged in with some of the youth that we already know are going to participate, kind of as in a mentorship capacity. So,
excellent.
It's a great event.
So again, they have the business plan, the 5 to 6 minute trade show presentation, and a 4 minute formal presentation.
Yep.
Talk a little bit more about the cash prizes. What is first, second, and third?
Yeah, so what we do is we do $1,500 for the first place prize, $1,000 for second, $500 for third. And this year we're going to try out what we're calling just a People's Choice Award, which is as people are moving around the trade show, those people from the public can actually vote on what trade show booth they liked the best. Essentially, you know, the trade show booth is a trifold with some business information laid out on the table. In some cases, it includes an actual product sample that individuals can interact with. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
In March 5th.
Great event.
9:30 to 12:30, Potterf Hall. Registration, again, due by March 1st?
That's right. You know, at this point, like I said, we're kind of just getting people excited about it, getting them the information they need. So if you are interested in actually participating or know somebody who is, just contact me again at the Riley County Extension Office, 785-537-6350, and I'll get you started.
All right. And then looking ahead, as we get done with winter, hopefully sooner than later.
Hopefully soon.
Spring cleaning will be kind of a big deal.
Yep.
So
I feel like, you know, every time I come in here and do InFocus, I feel like I'm talking about a garage sale every single time. But what's happening is this summer, this June, we're taking a group of 39 amazing Riley and Waubunsee County 4-H'ers to Washington, D.C. for what's called Citizenship Washington Focus, which is a citizenship and leadership experience out of the National 4-H Center. So we have been fundraising for the last 2 years, and one of our largest fundraisers has turned out to be these citywide garage sales that we host out in Seco Park. And so this is kind of our final and last installment of said garage sales. So we will be out at Wreath Barn in Seco Park the weekend of Friday, April 26th. And for more information about, you know, either dropping off or actually shopping, you can jump out on our Riley County Extension Facebook page or simply call me in the office, which most people prefer to do. Again, we are always looking for a large assortment of items to come out for the sale, and then we need those shoppers. So if you are interested in digging through everything from antiques to clothing to electronics, this is definitely the place for you. So again, that sale's taking place the weekend of Friday, April 26th. For more information, just give me a holler in the extension office, and we can kind of walk through what that looks like.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, a lot of good stuff going on. If people need more information, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. So, again, Riley County Extension Agent John Jobe. Contact me personally, 785-537-6350, or shoot me an email at jajobe@ksu.edu.
All right. If you missed any of this today, we will have it archived on our website here shortly, a little bit later on. Stay tuned for that. John, thanks for coming out.
Much appreciated. Stay warm.
All right. We'll have guests from the Riley County Senior Center coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price. Visit